Message number 1288. The conscience of a man is like a mirror to his soul. Saturday, December 13, 2014 at 0015. My dearly beloved daughter, the conscience of a man is like a mirror to his soul. What the conscience feels, responds to, and believes in is reflected in his soul. This means that if your conscience alerts to you something that you know in your heart is wrong in the eyes of God, then you must listen to it. If your conscience leads you to defend the Word of God when you are presented with evil, you must respond to it as you know you must. If you accept evil when your conscience guides you otherwise, then you are disloyal to the Word of God. You must, if you call yourself a Christian, allow your conscience to guide you. In the Christian soul who is blessed with the gift of the Holy Spirit, the conscience will be fully alert to the deceit of the devil in all its forms. If you deny your conscience, then you deny God. When you deny God, you deny your own inheritance. Never make excuses for accepting anything which you know does not come from me, because if your conscience instructs you one way and you take the opposite direction, then you have failed to take up my cup. What do I mean by my cup? When you are a Christian, you will always come up against my enemies. Christians are despised by those who do not come from me. There may be times when you do not suffer any prejudices, but there will always come a time when you will be challenged in my name. When that day comes, will you forsake me by denying my holy word? How strong is your faith or your love for me? It is only when faced with great adversity that you will know how far you are prepared to go to refuse to accept a wrong for what is right. Those strong enough who refuse to accept anything that denies the dogma laid down in the Holy Bible will take up my cup. The cup represents my blood and the chalice which contains it. The cup represents the suffering that inevitably comes about when you march with great confidence to uphold the Word of God. If God stated as fact His laws through His Word contained in the Holy Bible, then you can never accept anything which goes against them. To denounce dogma in my name is to disown me. The day will come when my church on earth will deny the dogma which is carved in stone in exchange for the doctrine of darkness. If you accept this deceit, although your conscience tells you otherwise, then you are guilty of heresy. Once you do this, you cannot call yourself a Christian or a disciple of mine, for I will disown you if you do. Your Jesus.